Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Al-Qaeda says that America will collapse in the near future. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with more details on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It seems that Al-Qaeda is making a statement. Whoever thinks that somebody can stop the collapse of America is mistaken. What do you think about that comment?
Well, Jimmy, I take this with a grain of salt. This is from an Al-Qaeda leader in North Africa. He shows, if nothing else, that Al-Qaeda is still around by making this kind of comment. But I don't think this guy, Batarfi, is really a major player. He is not in a position, as far as I have seen, to launch terror attacks on the United States. So I would chalk this one up to a bit of bravado and the effort by an Al-Qaeda offshoot in the Arabian Peninsula, sorry, not North Africa, to show the world that they're still there.
Ken, just to add to that, what do you think about the possible collapse of America? Should that be, in the future, a possible event?
Well, Jimmy, this is something long-term I am very much concerned about. And I think the election of Joe Biden and America Last policy that he is promoting, his desperate effort to revive the Iran deal, his caving into communist China, all of these things, I think, bode ill for the future of a strong, united America. And you add to that his efforts really across the board to divide us as a people, to pit us as groups against each other inside America. Yes, I am worried about a collapse of American greatness and potentially a collapse of America as a country. If we have another election such as the one we had in 2020 that was, I believe, won by President Trump. I think there's 74 million Americans who are convinced that the election was somehow unfair. It was illegal. The results were not accurate. If you have another election like that, I think the American people are going to rise up and revolt against those who are stealing their freedom and stealing their government from them. So, yes, I am worried about the future, and I do not see the current president of the United States as a uniter, as he claims to be.
Ken Timmerman explaining how America could indeed collapse in the near future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken does not believe that the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda could cause the collapse of America. However, Ken sees it as a viable possibility for America to collapse in the near future. What I know for sure is that America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. Therefore, somehow, America will be off the scene in the last days, either through a collapse or the rapture. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...